Esther, chapter 5. Now it came to pass on the third day, that Esther put on her royal apparel, and stood in the inner court of the king's house, opposite the king's house, and the king sat on his royal throne in the royal house, opposite the entrance of the house. And it was so, when the king saw Esther the queen standing in the court, that she obtained favor in his eyes, and the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. So Esther drew near, and touched the top of the scepter. Then the king said to her, "What do you want, Queen Esther? And what is your request? It will be given to you even to the half of the kingdom." And Esther said, "If it seems good to the king, let the king and Haman come this day to the banquet that I have prepared for him." Then the king said, "Cause Haman to hurry, that it may be done as Esther has said." So the king and Haman came to the banquet that Esther had prepared. And the king said to Esther at the banquet of wine, "What is your petition? And it will be granted to you, and what is your request? Even to the half of the kingdom it will be performed." Then Esther answered, and said, "My petition and my request is, if I have found favor in the sight of the king, and if it pleases the king to grant my petition, and to perform my request, let the king and Haman come to the banquet that I will prepare for them, and I will do tomorrow as the king has said." Then Haman went forth that day joyful and glad of heart, but when Haman saw Mordecai in the king's gate, that he didn't stand up nor move for him, he was filled with wrath against Mordecai. Nevertheless Haman refrained himself, and went home, and he sent and fetched his friends and Zeresh his wife. And Haman recounted to them the glory of his riches, and the multitude of his sons, and all the things in which the king had promoted him, and how he had advanced him above the princes and slaves of the king. Haman said moreover, "Yes, Esther the queen let no man come in with the king to the banquet that she had prepared but me, and also tomorrow I am invited by her together with the king. Yet all this avails me nothing, so long as I see Mordecai the Jew sitting at the king's gate." Then Zeresh his wife and all his friends said to him, "Let a gallows be made 50 cubits high, and in the morning speak to the king that Mordecai may be hanged on it, then go in merrily with the king to the banquet." And the thing pleased Haman, and he caused the gallows to be made.